All righty. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Kingdoms Queens podcast. We are so excited to be with you guys tonight. We are going through a few changes as a brand this week, but we are so excited to keep this thing going with everyone. It's just awesome. And we want to give a big shout out to DG, our awesome Chiefs Kingdom DJ, for making us that awesome new intro. We want to give him a shout out. It's @_keepitprolific on Twitter. And he made us that awesome new intro. So we are so excited. And we are kicking off into week 15 of the NFL, which is absolutely crazy. This whole entire season has just flown by, I feel like. So with that being said, I am your host, Lexi.
I'm Chrissy.
I'm Jody. Hey, y'all. So yeah, last week. So wait, we're going into week 15.
Yeah,
15.
Where's football going? I'm like, this is really sad. But no, last week was crazy. There were a lot of good games all weekend.
Yeah,
good games. Yeah.
I'm like, there were a lot of good games this weekend. So yeah. Who wants to tap it off and kick it off first?
I'll kick it off. So I'm going to cover the Dolphins and the Chargers. I think we all went in thinking this was going to be a good game, and it lived up to the hype. It was a good Sunday night football game. You know, actually the Chiefs Broncos, we'll get into that. That could have been a good Sunday night football game too, but you know, this was a good one too, you know? So first thing is Tua had a really, really bad game. He went 10 for 28, 145 yards and one touchdown. So not his greatest game. The thing is the Chargers, obviously, they've played Tyreek Hill how many seasons in a row, right? They've played him quite a bit. But they actually clogged up the middle, and Tyreek had people all around him. It's almost like the whole Chargers defense was assigned to Tyreek. Waddle only had 31 yards. Tyreek did end up getting 81 yards, but 60 of those came on one reception. And so they really took him out of the game for a good chunk of it by just swarming the middle, which allowed Tua to use his legs and run. But obviously he's not Jalen Hurts. He can't run and expect to win a game that way. So, but the craziest part of the game was, I'm sure you guys have seen the video of it all over Twitter, there was this fumble by the Dolphins, and there was this like scrum in the middle of the field, and somehow, I don't know if it was the Dolphins player like popped it out and it went right into Tyreek's hands basically, and he ran it around in for a touchdown, and it was just like, what just happened?
Yeah, it was really weird. Because I thought they called the play dead and then they didn't.
Yeah, I don't know. It was all bonkers. So, yeah. But that was the craziest thing. I will say real quick, Herbert looked back to his pre-injury self. He was looking really sharp. Yes. Keenan Allen looked good. Mike Williams looked fantastic. Yeah. And Eckler looked really good. So the Chargers offense did what they needed to do, and they did a really fantastic job. So, yeah, Chargers won the game. So AFC West is still alive, everybody.
I mean, they were really healthy. Like,
yeah,
I know we said a few weeks ago they're going to start getting healthy towards the end of the season, and it's showing. They looked really good against the Dolphins.
Yeah, they really did.
Yeah, the Chargers, I mean, we can never rule them out, right? Like, for a while there, I was like, okay, we can write them off a little bit, but they're kind of making their comeback. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the Chargers in our division. That being said, I'm going to recap the Titans and Jags game because that was a great game.
Yeah.
I think we started
really good.
we started the beginning of the season thinking like the Jags are on this hot streak, and then they kind of fell off a little bit. They kind of hit a little dip there, but this past week, I mean, they looked sharp as ever, and I'm excited for them. Like, the Titans have a good team, but they just don't look sharp in the ways they need to be, especially in the last few weeks. And the Jaguars kind of have. And So like Trevor Lawrence, he's entered the top 10 of the passing leaders of the NFL. So he actually surpassed Jalen Hurts this week for passing leaders. He had 368 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 1 rushing touchdown.
Crazy.
Their tight end, Evan Engram for the Jaguars, he did fantastic. Like, I'm sure.
What a game.
Yeah, he went crazy. Kelsey was
so proud. Like, right. He went for 11 receptions out of 15 attempts. He had 2 touchdowns and 162 yards. That's crazy. Like, yeah. Good for you, Evan Engram. Good job. He looked awesome out there. And then Zay Jones has also really been stepping up for them. And then their defense made plays when it mattered, and they forced 4 turnovers for the Titans offense. So Derrick Henry had 2 fumbles, which is uncharacteristic. And somehow, okay, I still want to give Derrick Henry his flowers because he still killed it. Henry went for 17 carries for 121 yards. He had 3 receiving yards for 34 yards, or 3 receiving passes for 34 yards. And so, I mean, he's still crazy. He's still so good. But that's kind of the main point of their offense is Derrick Henry. They don't have a lot of help.
No. They're like running him into the ground.
They really are.
Yeah.
I do think, though, it was kind of a tight end game. The Titans tight end, Okonkwo?
Sure. I don't know how to say that. Right? I know who you're speaking about.
Yeah. I'm probably not saying that right. Okonkwo. He did really well. So I think he's going to be something for them. He made a lot of really impactful plays. So I think that's a positive for the Titans moving forward. But they need a lot of wide receiver help. So overall, a great game. But I kind of think the Jaguars could make a little playoff push here. So I'm excited for them. I think these next 4 games for each team are going to be very telling of what happens. But I'm excited for the Jaguars. I like to see them doing well. I like to see an underdog kind of pulling through. Trevor Lawrence is doing well. And their team is just like bonding so well. You can just tell. So, yeah, I'm excited for the Jaguars.
They're definitely finding their rhythm when it matters. That is.
Yep, they were.
That's all that matters. And Trevor Lawrence, he's going to be lights out next year. Like, he's already playing really good this year, but I can't wait to see what 23 looks like for him. So,
and he's really like he's reading his options way better. He's doing way better in the pocket. Like,
yeah.
I think he just needed a good head coach.
Yeah, 100%. I think a lot
of teams was kind of robbed his rookie year, you know.
Yeah. I think a lot of teams just need a better head coach or offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Or defensive coordinator. Anyway, the game that I'm going to recap is Bengals-Browns. I think this is probably one of the best games of last weekend, especially because everybody – I mean, okay, the Bengals have lost the last 4 to the Browns, right? So they were going into this game kind of like we were going into them. Like, there's no way we're going to lose this game, right? And they did. They won. So it was nice to see them break that streak finally. But
so is 4th time a charm? Like, is that?
I'll tell you.
Yes.
Yeah. Worked for me. But
I like
how
you think, Lexi.
Right.
I don't know if y'all were paying attention to Monday Night Football last night or the Manning cast, but Joe Burrow was on there. He is just so I hate to like Joe Burrow because of who he is, but the cast was really good. Like, there were 2 things on there that happened that I laughed about. Like, they kind of went over all of his nicknames because Joe Burrow has all of these nicknames all of a sudden. And then, of course, they show like the infamous cigar picture from when he went to LSU and won the championship game. So, I mean, it was cool to see. I mean, of course, he talked about his team, which I'm not going to get into. But the Bengals had a really good game against the Browns. And, you know, I know this was like Deshaun's Watson's 2nd full game back in, you know, after 700 and something days. And, of course, he still looked extremely rusty. I don't think any realistic fan thought that he was going to go out there and look good Sunday. He was okay. But the first quarter was boring. Not boring. I guess it was good defensively wise on both sides. It was 0-0 until Ja'Marr Chase scored in the 2nd quarter with a touchdown. So, I mean, I will say the Bengals defense shut down Nick Chubb. He was 14 for 34 yards, which is crazy.
Yikes.
Crazy. Yeah. But Peoples Jones, he went off. He was 8 for 114 yards. So he definitely got some. Mixon, 14 for 96. Chase, 10 for 119. So, I mean, everybody definitely went off. I will say, though, it does suck. The Bengals did lose two players. They lost T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd, and I feel like they have been kind of fighting that injury bug as well with someone being healthy and then them losing someone. So because they are a really good team, I hope that their players can come back. I don't necessarily – I know one of them has a hamstring. I think Higgins has a hamstring, and I'm not really sure what Boyd went out for. But, you know, I wish them all the best because we may see them in the playoffs, and if we see them in the playoffs, I want to see them healthy. So
agreed.
But no, Myles Garrett, he had two sacks. The Bengals, they had two sacks. So it was a really good game. Like, the Bengals kind of blew it out that second half of the game, and they won. So final score of that game was 23-10.
Okay. Yeah. They said Boyd is a dislocated finger, so.
Oh, so he'll be fine. Tape it up. Get him back out there. He'll be just fine. He'll be just fine. I know he doesn't want to miss anything. But, I mean, four weeks left, and they're currently – fighting for that playoff spot, which they have a playoff spot right now, but you know, they're really working. Say,
T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd made my fantasy team struggle. So
I'm like,
we hate that.
So I mean, I guess that's enough about last week. We're in week 15, like you said, which that is really depressing.
It's crazy.
I feel like it was just the home opener like 2 weeks ago.
I know. I was putting all the stuff on my planner. I'm a very big, like, physical planner person. I have a planner on my wall. Like, I do it all. And I was, like, filling in all the Chiefs games, and I was like,
yeah.
Oh, no, I can't. How did we get here so quickly?
Yeah. I mean, the only good thing is we know we're going to the playoffs.
Thank God.
So we do have some playoff games to look forward to. But, yeah, I mean, last week, Chiefs-Broncos. First game of the season, December, like, season's pretty much almost over, and we're just now finally seeing the Broncos. So it was ugly, but we're 10-3. So let's get into it. What are y'all thoughts?
So there was this moment when the camera panned to Travis Kelce on that Willie Gay interception touchdown. And I, you know, he's just sitting there looking so relaxed, this big old grin on his face. And that's how I was feeling at the same time. And I'm pretty sure that's how every Chiefs player was feeling. I think that, you know, I literally turned to my mom and I said, so how long do we leave our starters in at this point? Like, obviously we have to get into the third quarter, but I was like, how long do we leave this in? And then I feel like that's when the Mahomes interception happened, right?
The first
and everyone's one. Like, oh, you know, it's that one. Like, okay, it's one.
It's always one. It's always one.
And you guys realize those happened in the last 5 minutes of the second quarter, both of those?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, so here's the thing. I feel like our players were kind of thinking along the lines of like saying, how long do we have left before, you know, like Henny can come in and all, you know, to give our other guys some reps. And so sometimes when that happens, you start forcing some things to get to that part faster. And I think that's what Mahomes started doing. I think he started playing a little bit of his force ball where, you know, he's pushing things and he's making some not so great decisions because he's really trying to force a big play. And I think our defense, they had gone already into, because we were up 27-0. I think our defense had already gone into this, like, prevent defense, you know, a little bit softer because nothing was happening against them. They were holding Denver to literally nothing. And then once they got into that, they couldn't get out of it. And Jerry Jeudy, like, props to him. He got really ticked off on the field, probably should have been ejected or at least penalized, but that's fine. And
I'm sure that fine is coming.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. But he took that energy and he used it to make his team better. So props to Jerry Jeudy for that, at least. But, you know, the Chiefs are for what? 10-3, right? 10-3.
Yeah.
I can't complain about a win, especially against a division team. We all know division teams, those games are weird. So I can't complain about it. Yes, there's a lot that we needed to clean up after those things happened. But if Mahomes plays a normal game, that game is gone. You know, it's put away. But we have to stop turning the ball over.
Yeah. You know? Kill us. So, let's shot ourselves in the foot.
Yeah. That's the most frustrating part is, like, there's so many positives. I mean, we all, well, me especially, might overreact in the moment while watching the
game. What? No.
No, never.
Leslie doesn't overreact.
Not me. No. But I think once you kind of rewatch and reassess and kind of reflect on the game, like, there's a lot of positives to take away from it. Yeah. I think the main negatives to take away are the turnovers, and we just have to get rid of those. You can't play so sloppy, but I do have faith in Mahomes, Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, all of them, that in come January, come playoffs, they're not going to make those stupid mistakes because they know you can't make those stupid mistakes. And this is the time to get those out. So if you
want to get them out against Denver, it's fine.
Fine. Get them out now. Yeah. I'll take it now rather than then.
Yes.
So, but I also appreciate the way that Patrick Mahomes plays quarterback, because as frustrating as those plays are, you have those really fun plays, like he got to Jerick McKinnon for that, highlight where it's just like he's throwing it up like Andy Reid through the Sharpie. And
it was a no look pass, too. Did you see that?
Yeah,
it was no look.
This dude is an alien. I don't know what is in his bloodstream, but
he's an alien. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. He's crazy. So for those things, it's like, okay, it's the give and take of everything, right?
Yeah.
So we love Patrick Mahomes. We're not going to trade him for the entire world because I don't believe there's a better quarterback than him.
Correct.
Especially right now. And then I think even talent-wise in history, like, he's going to go down as one of the best.
He knows when he makes those mistakes. Like, he's going to be the first one to be on himself. So,
and I think it's frustrating.
Clean it up. I feel like every single game he's always like, I got to be better.
Yes.
Week 15. When do we get it?
We got to get there faster.
Like, okay, like, stop doing that.
We're
then.
Running out of time, actually. Like, we're running out of time. But no, you're right.
He looked smooth. Before we got 27-0, he looked smooth. And then he started
just smiling in the huddle and walking around just cheery and all of that. That's which is great.
We can't get too overconfident too early because it's like, okay, you literally made the game because you decided to do some boneheaded things there.
But, you know, I think that's going to be a lesson that will carry with them through this next stretch of schedule that maybe isn't as tough. Maybe it's tougher than we think, but
we still have to play the Broncos again.
Yeah. But I don't think they're going to get up 27-0 again and be like, you know what, let's just phone it in.
Yeah.
You know? Like, be like, no, remember that Denver game? That was stressful.
You really got to be smart about it. And I mean, like I said, there were a lot of great things that happened. Like, I think it's important that we talk about Travis Kelce, of course, making another great achievement, breaking another record, which is insane. It's he just had his seventh 1,000-yard season, which is insane. And then he hit 10,000 yards, career receiving yards, which is very impressive. The fastest tight end to ever do it. So when we say that Travis Kelce is the best tight end in the league, we actually mean that because he actually really is. So, I mean, even though he had a drop touchdown, it's okay. You know what I mean? I still wouldn't want any other tight end just like we wouldn't want any other
quarterback. No. Like, and I think he's teaching like Blake Bell and Noah Gray. But like Noah Gray has made some really big plays for us, and he's learned so much from Kelce.
Yeah. Awesome. Absolutely. And actually,
I wanted to add in too, our friends on Chiefs Concerns podcast, they kind of mentioned that's Jason Dunn, Marcus, and those guys. They said, like, it's frustrating that we're not using Jody Fortson more in the red zone because he's such a tall mismatch for defenses. It's like,
and he's always proven, a mismatch. And always he's proven he can make those plays.
He can. And so I'm like, and I think he got frustrated at the end of the game because he's not being utilized more. And it's like, okay, I want to just kind of utilize him more. I don't know if the theory on that we're saving these magic plays for the playoffs.
It's not real. I don't believe it.
I know, Jody.
I don't believe believe it. But
I mean, we showed Jody off in preseason, so why would we hold him off for the playoffs?
I think we need to be realistic too, right? This is the first time we've ever had so many options.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When the season started, we knew we had all of these options of players who can get in the end zone. So course, everybody's reps are going to go down. Everybody's not going to get all the cake every single week. And I can see why, you know, Jody would be frustrated because he wants to go in and he makes the impact. I don't think there's one player that doesn't want to go in and turn the ball game around, right? But at the same time, when we have so many options that are available, I just think everybody just kind of needs to remember that, like, even though you might not get as many reps, the ones that you have are very impactful. So just make sure that you're taking advantage when your number is called, right? So I don't want Jody to be frustrated about that. He's going to be here for a while. He's going to get his piece of the pie. Like, and it's going to come when it matters the most. So, you know, I love the passion, but it's like, it's all right. Like, it's cool. Like, you're going to get your time. So
I still feel like we struck gold in Jody. Like, I feel like he's going to be a crazy good player for us for years to come. So I'm
excited.
And I want to give Juju a little shout out too. I think Juju still did really well this game as well.
So. MVS too. Even though MVS didn't have a lot of reps, he still was very clutch. Like MVS is always clutch for two or three catches that matter. Like he always drops one.
Yep.
I know. Honestly, that was more in Mahomes than it was MVS for this one.
Yeah, Mahomes was a little off.
It was like a really hard power throw when it didn't need to be in there.
Yeah, that thing flew. Like it sailed.
Yeah,
it really did. That came out hot.
Really did. But we cannot forget to talk about the defense. They definitely stepped it up from the week prior. I think everybody was overly frustrated with this defense. I still think there were a lot of Chiefs fans who are still upset with this defense after this game, me being one of them. But you can't negate the fact that they did have six sacks. Like,
yeah,
they did.
Still, the D-line did a great job. I think it was more our secondary seemed like they were a little off. And I know Joshua Williams and Jalen Watson were kind of switching off because which one is it? Is it Williams who has the hand injury? So he can't.
I think it's Watson.
So we were seeing a little bit more of maybe being that split. So I don't know if they could really get their rhythm going with whoever they were up against. Because like even on that last Jerry Jeudy touchdown. I literally was watching the play there, like before they even, like when they were lined up and I saw Watson get up and I go, "Mom, watch Jerry Jeudy. He's going to catch this touchdown because our corner is gassed."
Yeah.
And
yeah,
like he couldn't keep up. And so I think it could
be the altitude.
Altitude was also that was playing a part. I think even for Travis Kelce, because he was flagging to come off a lot and whatnot. So I think they'll clean it up.
Even like Chris Jones is on the sideline with the
oxygen.
You know, the oxygen.
I'm on oxygen.
I know what
effect. I needed oxygen during that game. I get it. Like, I totally get it. Snead did have a pick, though. I mean, of course, Willie Gay had that pick six, but Snead had one, too. So I think it's important that we give him credit because he's been balling out for us.
And another really cool thing about Snead's pick is I believe that was the one-year anniversary of his brother passing away. So getting that pick on that day, I'm sure, meant a lot to him. So.
Right. And I need him to understand that Chiefs Kingdom knows that this was happening, and we support you. We love it. And
I'm, like, getting emotional thinking about it. I need to turn it off.
Like, we know that's tough. So to be able to step up and
I'm so glad he's able to focus.
Yeah. It's amazing. So who is y'all players of the game for this game?
So shockingly, I'm going to let someone else have Pacheco today. I know. guys, you're welcome. I'm going to go with the other running back. I'm going to go with McKinnon, who is absolutely electric. Lights out. I mean, those seem like oxymorons, but you know what? We're going with it. So he had
electric and lights out all at the same time.
I know, all at the same time. So he totaled for 112 yards and two touchdowns. And he was just balling. So he has come up big in so many ways for us this season, but especially since Hardman and Tony and CEH went out. He has just stepped up and brought just so much energy and so much effort. And I think he's helping Pacheco learn so much. So he is my player of the game this week.
Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's awesome. He's phenomenal. Yeah. Like that connection they have. And you can tell when him and McKinnon, when Mahomes and McKinnon are like clicking, it's just, it's awesome. So I love that. I love that he can step up in absence of some of our other players too. And in light of our defense as well, I want to say once like both our D line and the secondary clicking, I think they can be really, really good. So I think we just need, like we've all been saying, like we just need them to click on both sides. And then I think it's going to be awesome. But maybe that'll be the playoffs, right? Okay. So my player of the game is going to be Willie Gay.
Yay.
And I am so proud of him. He stepped up all game long. Like, I think he was a little perturbed for being sat out last week. When he probably shouldn't have been benched, like, for no reason. But I think he kind of was pissed off about that. Like, I feel like a lot of these guys kind of take that stuff to heart. And not that Darius Harris is a bad player by any means, but I think Willie Gay was like, no, I'm going to show you why I shouldn't be benched.
It's kind of like when Derek Johnson got benched. Remember that? And then he came out with a fire under him.
Yeah. So exactly. So Willie Gay, he really stepped his game up. He went and tipped the ball to himself, got himself a pick six.
He literally stiff armed
Russell Wilson.
Love that so much for him.
Me too.
Made the play. It was a 47-yard pick six on top of that. Yeah. So like, awesome. That's
amazing. Just love, he looked like a kid in a candy store when he was running. Like, you could tell he was just like,
so my mom is a huge Willie Gay fan. Mm-hmm. We were watching the game together and she was watching with me and she like literally stands up, like does a happy dance, runs around the living room, is high-fiving me. Like, she's so stoked on Willie Gay's pick six. And
me
so
and your mom are the same.
I might need to buy her a Willie Gay jersey for Christmas or something. Oh. Because now, mom, don't listen to this part.
We can edit it out, right?
Yeah, I just loved it. And he's awesome. And he's so much fun to watch. He's one of those guys that really brings the energy to every week. Like, he just brings that electric energy. He's so much fun to watch. So good job, Willie Gay. You're my player of the game.
Yeah.
My player of the game is Pop Pacheco. Yay. Thank you, Chrissy. I'll play him. I didn't go defense this week. Make sure you note that and tell me that. Because I usually always go defense. But Pacheco went crazy. He was 13 for 70, averaging 5.4 yards a carry. If you haven't caught the trend, Andy Reid, he's averaging 5 yards a carry every game. Please do not let go of the running game. Now, we did run the ball a lot more this week than we did against the Bengals. I will say that. But hey, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Right.
So if it ain't broke. Anyway, he did not have a touchdown this game, though, which is actually quite shocking. But again, McKinnon went crazy. So,
but he did seal the game.
He sealed the game, and he definitely was impactful when it mattered the most. So Pacheco, Pop, whoever you want to be, thank you so much for your hard work. Keep running hard. You run so hard. It makes us run. Like, the boy runs, like, angry runs every week. Like, yeah, keep that up. Love that.
And I want to add to that, too, that little moment that both of our players of the game had, Willie and Pacheco at the end of the game there. Pacheco made that first down to seal the game, and then he comes off the sideline. He is, like, fired up like crazy. And him and Willie Gay, they just, like, hug it out. Willie Gay's like, okay, you did it. Calm down. Like, you did it.
I love that picture. I just love it.
I loved it so much. I just love our team right now. I love the bond they all have. It's just so awesome.
Yeah, it's really good. I love it. But, well, y'all, we're headed to Texas. The stars.
I'll never do that again. I'm sorry.
Texas. I'm so glad my boys are coming here this week. Chiefs Texans traveling to Houston.
I will say
the Texans were very impressive against the Cowboys, right?
Yeah.
In their stadium. Now, I know that the two cities are only three and a half, four hours away from each other, depending on how fast you're driving on 45 highway.
Yeah.
But It felt like a home game for the Cowboys. There were a ton of Texans fans there, but Cowboys fans pack it out because there's a ton of Cowboys fans in Houston too, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. What are y'all thoughts? Because when I dove into this game a little bit more, I was like, huh.
Right.
Okay. All right.
So I have a public service announcement that I'm going to throw out there real quick. Chiefs, I am talking directly to you. Okay. So please just listen up. All right. I know you all listen. So just listen. Okay.
Every week. Thanks.
Every week. Thank you. For your support.
Retweet. Thanks.
The Texans are 1-11-1. Okay. Obviously. Oh, hey. Okay. 11-11. So I beg of you, do not ruin the Texans' game plan this season of getting the number one pick. You know what? You did Denver a favor. You made their fans feel better than they have the entire season. And you know what? Your good deeds are done. You know, you don't need any more good deeds. You did your good deeds. You're fine. I want you to go into Texas and do something for you. You know, take a little vacation. Go where it's warm. You got a gunslinger at quarterback. Let him use it. You know,
it's warm here.
It's warm there. You know, so, but in all seriousness, like, these games, I know the Texans, like, we're not going to overlook them. I feel like we kind of overlooked Denver after the beginning of the game, and I don't think we're going to make that mistake again. And so this game is the perfect opportunity to start correcting some mental errors that we're having with the turnovers and, you know, our D-line continuing another good week of getting to the quarterback and all that. So that's really, like, that is what I am looking for. I want them to just go out there and smack the Texans and you know, just, yeah. So that's my public service announcement. It's over. So,
you know, I love your announcement so much. But, you know, the Texans played both of their quarterbacks last week. I don't know if you paid attention to that. Like, but
yeah.
They definitely played Mills and Driscoll last week.
Why not?
It's not like one played one half and the other one played the other half. Like, they were rotating the whole entire game. Like, one was coming in for third downs. One was coming in for first down. I'm like, okay.
What's happening here?
So I feel like the preparation this week is different than it would ever be, because now it's like you're preparing for two offenses within one team.
Yeah.
So, and I think that was something that was really, that's where the Cowboys struggled.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I hope that kind of helps our game plan and knowing that they're, like, there's a good chance of them doing that, right? So, and then we have to keep in mind, like, we just read today, Damian Pierce, their lead running back, went down with a high ankle sprain, so he's not going to be in. So, as long as their run game, they don't have a ton of wealth on wide receivers. Like, they don't
I mean, Chris Moore went crazy. He had 124 yards.
You never know, right? Like, you never know.
But if they don't have Pierce, then that means they can double team him, right?
Right.
So, yeah. I guess I don't know. I mean, that game was so weird. They were up at halftime.
Yeah.
they went in at halftime with the lead.
Yeah, I hope we're not sleeping on their defense either. And I will say, like, Chiefs, Mahomes, he tends to do well, very well against top defenses. Like, look. Yeah. Denver, they had never allowed that many points.
Except last week.
Well, so I mean, he did well still. He just had 300. Like, he still had 350 something yards in 3 touchdowns. Yeah,
27-0 at halftime.
And then 49ers, we put up like 40 something points. Like, he does. I mean, we do well against top defenses. And then I'm thinking we'll get Mecole Hardman back this week.
Yeah, probably Tony too.
Potentially Tony, yeah. So I feel like, I don't know. We'll see what happens, but I hope they're not sleeping on it, because I know I wouldn't be, because this is a team. This could be like one of those kind of trap game kind of vibes, but I'm hoping it's not, because I think we can play lights out against them too.
I think we trapped ourselves last week and we won't let ourselves do it again.
Right.
I don't think we've learned anything about the Texans. They're really good against high scoring offenses. They were really good against the Cowboys. Yeah, they were really good against
Eagles. Isn't that weird? You know, like, it's just a weird thing.
I remember we were all watching the Texans Eagles game, like, oh snap, are the Texans gonna win? Like, we know they're not, but oh my god, like, they're really
they almost pulled it out. Yeah.
So that's what kind of makes me look at this game a little differently. Now I'm like, well, okay. Uh-huh. And their special teams was really good last week too. So I think it's important that our special teams kicks it into high gear. They had a fumble recovery on special teams, which got them in the end zone. So it's like, we can't, our special teams has to kick, like step it into next gear. They can't make any mistake because their special teams is really good. So it's like, I think we need to be serious on all three sides of the ball this game. And every game is a playoff game. Like, that's where we're at. If we want the number one seed, we can't lose. So,
I feel like our special teams did well last week.
Yeah.
But even when we do well, we still get like a penalty on something stupid.
Yeah.
Sorry, those penalties make me mad.
Justin Watson gets this fantastic reception on a punt, and then someone else is holding. It's like, okay, we just got to clean that stuff up. Those small.
Yeah, we really do.
But so I don't. When did he go out with the high ankle sprain?
I guess it was last game. I don't know for sure.
I know. I'm trying to figure out when was it in the.
It must have been towards the end of the game because he had a pretty good game. So it must
The Texans only scored a field goal after halftime. So the Cowboys defense definitely adjusted, which we know our defense has been doing really great at second half adjustments. So, I mean, they held them to three the whole entire second half of the game. So, I think it's important that we are able to make those quick adjustments. I think it's going to be a home game for the Chiefs. There are so many Chiefs fans in Houston and in Dallas. Like, it is, there's more Chiefs fans in Houston than Dallas. It is insane.
A lot of Patrick Mahomes fans too, because
Texas Tech. I mean, Texas Tech is only, Texas Tech is probably like 5 hours from Houston, but that's still worth traveling. Like, if you haven't seen Patrick Mahomes play this season, you're going to figure out a way to get down there and go do
For sure.
I hope he has a fun outing for all those guys to see. Because I know the Texans still have their loyal fans, but they're not, like, selling out games.
No. I'm glad to say that, Lexi. So tickets to every single Texans game this year have been between $50 and $80. Tickets are starting at $200 for this game. $200. So that's how you know it's the Patrick Mahomes effect. Effect, because why are ticket prices so high?
Right.
Anyway, the only thing I have left to say is this is Justin Reed's return game. Maybe he does something on defense.
He had a good game last week.
I was going to say that, Chrissy. I rewatched the game half last night, half today. Justin Reed actually had a good game.
He just doesn't get targeted a lot, which I think,
is it because he's playing so high?
I don't know. But
we don't have to get into that.
We didn't analyze this, okay, Jody?
But
it is a return game for him, though.
He actually made some big tackles last week when he needed to. Yep. So I was like, all right, it wasn't as bad as I thought. So, you know what, Justin, you know how to play Houston. Please step it up this week even more.
Please.
I want a big game out of you. You know how to play this team. Let's go.
Please. Go team. Anyway, so are y'all ready to pivot?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're doing something a little bit different this week. We're kind of tapping back into our old roots. The beginning of the Kingdom Queens era when we used to do game rankings, team division rankings. So it's the playoff picture is super big right now. You're seeing it everywhere. You're hearing it everywhere, all on ESPN, all on ABC, NBC, everywhere. So this week we are going to break down the AFC and we're going to talk about each division and who we think is going to win their division, even though there's still 4 weeks left of regular football. So let's start with the AFC North, which is, I learned today, I'm not going to actually say all out, but it's a very interesting division. We're just going to say interesting. Who do you guys think actually pulls it out and wins that division?
So I'm going with the Bengals. They're tied at the top with the Ravens. So, but I think the Bengals are playing really good football right now. So I'm going with the Bengals.
They won their last five.
Yeah.
I'm going Bengals too. I think they started slow, but I think that's because defense has kind of had their number and now they're figuring it out. And I also think Lamar being out hurts the Ravens a bunch.
Yeah.
They've had a lot of injuries once again this season. I think the Ravens could be a wild card, but I think the Bengals ultimately end up winning that.
Yeah. I don't know. Aren't the Ravens down to their third string quarterback? Didn't Huntley go out?
Yeah, that's a thing too.
Yeah. So I'm going the Bengals as well. I think they won their last five. I think they figure out a way to pull it out and win this division because I think they deserve to be in the playoffs. So yeah, AFC South. Fun.
The Texans.
Texans?
No. Yeah. No. Sorry.
What a troll.
I know, I'm the worst. So this one, I think just because they do, I'm going with the Titans. They are firmly atop the Jags because they kind of had a slow period. They kind of dug themselves into a little bit of a hole. And so I think the Titans will squeak it out.
I have a hot take on this one, and I'm going to say the Jags. I'm going to say the Jags end up pulling it out. The Titans started off hot, like you said, Titans have kind of fallen off these past few weeks. They're not performing as well in defense as they should be. Like, they play us.
They've lost three straight.
Yeah.
The Titans
lost
have.
Three straight. Yeah. Derrick Henry is their offense. If he doesn't perform well, then they don't really have.
They don't do well. Yeah.
Derrick Henry had two turnovers last week, and they were costly.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to say Jags could end up winning out. They have some kind of mediocre games that kind of go either way these next few weeks. But I kind of want to give it to them. Like, I feel like they're on this weird hot streak, and they could end up either, like, tying the Titans, or I don't know, but – I kind of want to
go. They beat them. So if they did tie, then they have the record breaker as of right now.
Yep.
I picked the Jags as well. I think they are high. I think Trevor Lawrence is all in. I think he has a team around him who wants it. Yep. I definitely think the Titans might lose a few.
Yeah. They've lost four out of their last six.
Yeah. I think the Jags make it because the Titans lose.
And they actually they actually play each other the final week. So I think
drama is really interesting for everybody. I think it's like all division games if you like go back and look through the schedule.
Yeah.
AFC East.
I think I'm going with the Buffalo Bills, even though they're not playing like they were. I think they're kind of in this weird phase, kind of like the Chiefs are, where they're kind of like figuring some stuff out. But the Dolphins have fallen off recently, and I think teams have kind of figured out. I hate saying like the blueprint because people said that against the Chiefs all last season, but they're kind of doing what they did to the Chiefs last season to contain Tyreek Hill and make them a little more one-dimensional. So I'm going with the Buffalo Bills.
I don't know how people
– They signed Cole Beasley today.
Oh, watch out.
I don't know how teams didn't figure out the blueprint on Tyreek Hill before. I'm like, he didn't change his player. Why are we not doubling him all along?
I know.
But yeah.
Whatever. I'm not a coach, so. But I think the Bills as well. I think they're going to end up with their division. They might lose one more game, maybe two, but I think they still end up with the division.
I agree. I think, okay, yes, I'm going Bills as well. I know the Cole Beasley signing is weird, but he knows that offense like the back of his hand. He was there. So I actually think it's a really great pickup for them. I don't know if he's in game shape. I don't know if he's healthy, but I definitely think he'll be able to go. And he has speed. He did have speed. I don't know if he still
It could be for depth, too, you know, in case someone.
Right. You never know what's going to happen.
Don't have to teach him the game. Like you said, he already knows the playbook and everything.
Which makes me wonder a little bit about OBJ, because I know – Cowboys signed T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah.
Now signed Cole Beasley. I'm like, does that mean OBJ is unhealthier than we think?
Cowboys ruined it for him.
OBJ is definitely not as healthy as we think.
Yeah.
I don't think he's playing this season at all. No. And I also actually love the fact that all these teams were genuinely looking for receivers. And once they found out OBJ couldn't do it, they were like, forget it. We'll go out and find somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, everybody is starting to sign people, especially as we're getting ready to hit into this playoff push. So, love that. AFC West.
Did you say Bills too, Jody, on that one?
I said Bills, yeah. Okay. If it was Saturday before I saw the Dolphins play, I might have said Dolphins.
Same.
No.
I don't believe in them.
No.
And I really hate that Tyreek Hill now has this, I don't know if it's his ankle.
He went back in after the ankle injury.
Oh, he played in the whole entire game.
Yeah.
But they came out after the game and said it might have been like ankle or something. And I
know that was,
he had an ankle issue when he was a Chief too, you know.
Yeah.
What I mean? So I
hope it's not the same thing, because, you know, I just think back to like Eric Berry, and he had all that stuff that he could not get healthy from. And
So I don't know. I don't think Tua is that guy, and I cannot wait. We'll talk about that later. AFC West.
I'm going with the Chiefs. We can clinch it once again this week if the Chargers lose, and, you know, Chargers are playing Tennessee, so we'll see. I think it'll be a good match, but I think the Chiefs, I it's going to be tough for them to, knock on wood, please, to not clinch the division.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agree. Chiefs. I don't think I need to say that.
Definitely Chiefs. I mean, for me. So
like, that was cute. That was cute. I don't think I need to say that it's going to be the Chiefs. It's a matter of if it's this week or next week, and it better be this week. All right. So while we're talking about it, let's go ahead and get into game picks this week. We get Saturday NFL. Woo! I am so excited for Saturday football. Like, I already do nothing on Sunday. Like, now it's like, okay, now I'm doing nothing Saturday and Sunday. This is crazy, but it's the best time of year. So
love that for us.
It's the most wonderful time.
Like, we can just be like one NFL game on Friday.
Yeah, please.
Thursday through Monday is a wrap at this point. So Thursday night football should be good. Niners versus Seahawks in Seattle. I'm like, where is the city? In Seattle.
I'm going with the Niners. Their defense is fantastic. Purdy actually has been looking really good. There is some concern about Deebo Samuel, if he'll play, if he won't play.
He won't.
Yeah, so him going out. But, you know, he was out a good chunk of the season already, and so they still have plenty of weapons.
Yeah.
I think the Niners win that game.
I think that Christian McCaffrey signing is going to benefit them
so much.
Like, yeah, definitely going Niners. I believe in them wholeheartedly. Brock Purdy, like I said, is pretty good. He's awesome. He's Mr. Relevant. I just love it. He beat Tom Brady. I mean, you just love to see it.
They annihilated Tom Brady.
Yeah, that was a real thing.
They have such a good team right now. I see the Niners making a deep playoff run. I definitely have the Niners.
Yeah. I'm going Niners as well, just because that defense is number one in the league, and they are showing it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and they're balling with a third string. Like,
Like,
I love it.
So, I'm at it, man.
The final pick of the draft. You love to see it.
Right. And his dad cried.
I know.
Y'all know I get emotional
about these. Same.
Next game, which is Saturday. Dolphins at Bills, 7 inches of snow plus.
Yeah. Plus.
7 inches of snow?
They're saying 7 inches of snow. And I don't know if you know.
Snow game.
But Miami, you know, they played the Chargers this past week.
Yeah.
Kind of in a dome, right? Well, they were cold and they had space.
They had heaters.
They had
55 degrees.
55 degrees.
Heaters.
There's so many cities right now begging for 55 degrees, and we had space heaters.
We're one of them.
Exactly, right? So, all right. Who's winning this Saturday night football game?
The Bills.
Simply put.
There you go.
Simply put.
You mentioned everything, so Bills.
Definitely Dolphins. Going Bills. I mean, they – Josh Allen made a comment like, you kind of train for this stuff, and they're training in this weather day in and day out, and the Dolphins are not.
Yeah.
And like you said, they had a space heater in LA. Now, I do want to add, I did hear that the Chargers also had a space heater. So it wasn't just the Dolphins, but like, okay, come on, guys.
Boo.
Like, what are we doing?
I do have an electric blanket in my office at work, but you know, it's not the same.
You know, no. I got the Bills.
I'm going Bills as well. All right, let's get into Sunday.
Sunday
at noon, Lions Jets. I'm really excited to see this game.
Lions. They are hot. They are scoring machines. Yeah. Lions, baby. Oh, God. I have to fall in my desk because I pounded my desk so hard.
Lions. I'm going Lions, too. I also love the Jameson Williams wide receiver now being available for them. Him and Amon-Ra St. Brown have like potentially really high up duo of wide receivers in the NFL.
Yes.
Yeah, Lions.
Yeah.
I'm going Lions as well because they have been balling. I think they've won their last four. That's probably a fraudulent stat. I'm like, I might be fraudulent right now. But they've won their last like either three or four.
I think Mike White is out too, right? So
yeah.
Yeah, he is.
That was nasty.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know for sure, but
his ribs are either almost broken or broken.
It's a puzzle piece in his rib cage right now. It
was a very scary sight to say the least. So
yeah. It was a great tackle, but good Lord.
Yeah, that was disgusting.
Maybe block for your quarterback jets and stop letting him get annihilated all game long.
They were saying Zach Wilson paid off the Bills defense to I was like, oh my gosh.
It was I felt so bad for that kid, honestly.
I did too.
I know. Yeah. Brutal.
Next game, 325, Titans at Chargers. Who wins?
So both teams are 7-6. I think here's what's weird about this game for me. Okay. I feel like the Chargers are the more desperate team right now because, you know, they're fighting for a wild card spot just because they're not atop their division. Right now, the Titans, they should win their division, but they've also lost three straight and they've lost four out of their last six. So and I think they're relying too much on Henry. I don't know. I don't know who to choose in this game. My notes say Titans, but then I can see a reason for each team to win this game. I think it's going to be a dogfight.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
So I have no idea, but I put Titans, but I'm not confident in that by any means.
I know. And I think it comes down. I think Titans can win this one.
Yeah.
But it comes down to Derrick Henry performing well, not turning the ball over. Chargers do not have a good run defense.
No.
Titans have a great run defense, and Austin Eckler is probably the Chargers' best player on offense aside from Justin Herbert, right? So, because I'd like to say Mike Williams and Keenan Allen are too, but they've been so wish-washy this year.
Eckler has been amazing. My fantasy
Eckler's been amazing. Yeah. So
yeah. I mean, but Eckler had 104 total yards in their game this past weekend. So, I mean, they're using him both.
But that's what I'm saying. Titans have a really good run defense, right? Yeah. So, like, and Chargers don't. So you're putting the two against it, Titans should win this one. Now, probably the Chargers will win because that's just how the freaking NFL works.
I pick Chargers. I think the Chargers win only because they're at home and they want to – because both teams, if I'm correct, I think they're both fighting right now for the 6th and 7th seed. So, I mean, that makes
– Titans have the – their seed.
They're sitting at four, right?
Yeah.
So – but the thing is if the Titans lose, the Jags are like, hey.
They're a couple games down, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, would love for you to lose. So,
and I think they feel like they probably got embarrassed this past weekend.
So. Oh, they absolutely did by the Jags. Like, ew, division game. So I'm actually going Chargers because I think they need it more. So
They do absolutely need it more. Yeah,
and they're more desperate. Home game. So next game. 325 Bengals at Bucks.
So I'm going with the Bengals. The Bucks got absolutely embarrassed by the 49ers this weekend, 35-7. I don't see them getting embarrassed like that again, but I don't see them winning this game either. Their offense is very stale. They're only averaging 14 points a game in their last seven games, and the Bengals are averaging 28 points a game in their last seven games. So I don't think that the Bengals necessarily get up to 28 points because the Bucks do have a good defense, but I don't see the Bengals losing that game.
Yeah.
I weirdly want to go Bucks only for the fact that everyone wants like Joe Burrow to be the next coming of Tom Brady. I feel like Tom Brady is like, no, let me show you how it's done. Let me redeem myself because Tom Brady got embarrassed last week.
Oh, 100%.
And it's a home game for the Bucks. It's a home game.
It's a home game. I feel like he's going to want some revenge. He's going to want to show Joe Burrow how it's done. And I kind of want to go Bucks.
Yep.
I would love for the Bucks to win, but I'm going Bengals. Just because they're hot. Yeah, I think that's it. I've talked enough about them today. I don't have anything else to say about them today.
The NFC South division is just so bad. Yeah, it's so bad. So I feel like the Bucks kind of need that win, though, to stay atop their division.
100%.
So that's kind of
why. The Falcons are creeping.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, Chiefs-Texans, what's your score prediction? Who do you think wins?
Sorry about that. if you heard all that, sorry. It's weird because I want to be confident, right? Like
you
I was
think
confident
we're gonna win?
In how. Well, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I
want to be confident in my score prediction. Like I felt like I was really. I picked 35-10 last week against the Broncos, and that's it. Should have been worse than that, you know. So. it's hard for me to want to choose a score this week because I don't know what the heck happened last weekend. But I'm, you know what? I'm going to go. I'm going to be confident. I'm going 35-14.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. I'm putting it out there with my public service announcement.
Okay.
There you go.
So I do want to hit on a funny little stat from Mahomes. The last time he threw three regular season picks in a game. He's only done that two times. Last time he did that, the next games he came back, the next two games, he was 49 of 85 for 549 yards, 7 touchdowns, and 0 interceptions.
Okay.
Not bad.
Who did he play? Do you know that?
It doesn't say that, no. Okay. But so I'm kind of going to lean with that stat. I'm going to roll with it, right? Third time's charm, probably, knock on wood, knock, all that stuff. I'm going to be confident, but not cocky because that never works for me. So I'm going to go 36-21 Chiefs.
Okay. I'm going Chiefs as well.
Hi, Emma.
Right.
We have a special
She's
guest.
Like, hello. Hi.
She always gets mad when I don't let her say hi. So I let her say hi this time. I take that from you. Thanks for the tip.
I'm going Chiefs as well. I'm going 27-17 though. So I think we win by 10. I don't think we're gonna have any more blowouts in the regular season.
No.
So
I want one. So I'm
We're just really conservative though. And
I'm manifesting it like I manifested the end of that Raiders Thursday night football game.
Right.
We're gonna probably play extremely conservative these next four games. It's annoying. Yeah. The magic little playbook that y'all think that's out there. I definitely don't think it's gonna get exposed until playoffs.
Our magical.
So, with that being said, like we might score 31, like that could even be 31-17, but I think like that's the cap for Chiefs. Like we're not going to go over 31. I pray that I'm wrong.
Me too. Or,
I pray you're wrong too. But I also think we tend to do well against good defenses. So I want to give us that credit, but I also don't want to jinx anything. So I'm just like, all right.
Just win by one at this damn point.
Yeah, I don't care about the score anymore. Just win.
Just don't lose. That's where I'm at.
They played the Cowboys really well, who have been like one of the highest scoring offenses the past few weeks. So we have to go in humbly, and I hope that our team follows suit.
Yeah.
And before we wrap up, I want to give one more shout out to DG for creating a really awesome intro for this podcast. Thank you again. Follow him at _ keep it prolific. And he also has Sunday morning spaces before NFL kicks off at 11 a.m. Central Time.
What time do we play this week?
12.
Noon.
Oh, God.
I know. So we actually,
That's so early.
But and we'll actually probably have a space this week as well. But we want to announce DG for that because he's awesome and he created
he's
that.
Amazing. We love him.
DG.
More than he knows it.
We love you.
We love him.
We love our new intro. So,
we do. Well, you guys, as always, we appreciate you coming and joining us each and every week and all the support you've shown us. We've obviously made some changes on where you can find our podcast, so please make sure you follow our Twitter page to find all the new places that you can watch and listen to our show. We are very excited about sharing all of this with you. Don't forget to like and retweet and follow on the pinned tweet on our profile for our holiday giveaway. We have just one more week before we announce our winner. So make sure you go to @KingdomsQueens and make sure you follow all the instructions so you can be entered into the giveaway.
And we'll give away some of these awesome prints as well.
We've got some cool stuff for you.
Houston, do you copy? I'm like, bless you. I don't know what's happening.
I had this cute thing planned and now I feel stupid, but it's okay. I'm gonna run with it. I feel fully confident in how crazy of a person I am, and I am running with it. Okay. I have to make like the Darth Vader voice. Okay. Walkie talkie.
I love it. Go for it.
All right. Houston, you have a problem. I can't do it. Houston, you have a problem. The Chiefs are coming to town. All right. Until next time, the Queens have spoken.
Bye, bye, y'all.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.